Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 40 of Joshua, Living the Victorious Life. Our title today is The Danger of Fighting Your Battles Alone. Watchman Nee said, "Do not grow overconfident following a few victories. You will soon be thrown once more into a distressing experience. With holy diligence, you must cultivate an attitude of dependency." Our text today is Joshua 7, 2 through 5. It reads, "Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is near Bethaven, east of Bethel, and said to them, 'Go up and spy out the land.' And the men went up and spied out Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said to him, 'Do not have all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and attack Ai. Do not make the whole people toil up there, for they are few.' So about 3,000 men went up there from the people, and they fled before the men of Ai, and the men of Ai killed about 36 of their men and chased them before the gate as far as Shebarim and struck them at the descent. And the hearts of the people melted and became as water." There were several factors that led to Israel's defeat at Ai. Future verses from this chapter will reveal Achan's sin, but Israel and Joshua were not completely innocent in this matter. The first step towards defeat was a lack of prayer. Before Jericho, Joshua was literally in the presence of God and fell on his knees in worship. Before the walls came down, Joshua had spent time in the presence of the Lord. He had inquired of the Lord and received specific instructions. Nowhere in the account of Ai do we find Joshua or the leadership asking God for guidance. There is no prayer or praise lifted up here to God. There is no holy ground moment before the battle. There is no silent time to hear God speak. Joshua sends men to spy out the land. The men return with their opinions on the matter. However, no one stopped to get God's opinion. They were acting in their own strength and were not trusting in God for anything concerning this battle. Anytime you try to face your battles alone, you will only get what your strength can provide. They had gone from total dependence on God for the Jericho battle to not even asking God for his will at Ai. The late Wesley Duell was an author and longtime missionary to India. He wrote a great book entitled Mighty Prevailing Prayer, which warns us against the sin of prayerlessness and stresses our need for prevailing prayer. Prayerlessness means unavailability to God. There is no easier sin to commit than the sin of prayerlessness. It is a sin against God and man. We have been so busy depending on our own natural strengths, our good training, and our busyness for God, that we are near spiritual bankruptcy. The more you intercede, the more intimate will be your walk with Christ, and the stronger you will become in the Spirit's power. Prayer is the master strategy that God gives for the defeat and rout of Satan. Prevailing prayer is the prayer that pushes right through all difficulties and obstacles, drives back all the opposing faces of Satan, and secures the will of God. Prevailing prayer is prayer that not only takes the initiative, but continues on the offensive for God until spiritual victory is won. The second step towards defeat for the nation of Israel was overconfidence. The spies report back to Joshua that they only need a small army to defeat Ai. They forgot that God fought the battle of Jericho. Their victory at Jericho led to overconfidence in their next battle. Alan Carr explains it as follows. Israel was still basking in the glow of their victory at Jericho, and they looked at Ai and felt like that little town would be no problem for such a great army. Israel was a confident people, but a closer look reveals that their confidence was misplaced. In verse 3, they feel that just a few of the soldiers are needed to secure a victory in little Ai. Israel did not realize it, but they were living through one of the most dangerous times of life. You see, the time just after a great spiritual victory is a dangerous time. Often, like Israel, we will be overconfident and believe that we can handle any battle that comes our way. That belief system usually leads to our greatest defeats. Pride can drive us to heed earthly wisdom at times when we stand to benefit the most from asking God to speak into our situations. From the outside, Ai looked like a very easy victory. But Israel apparently did not pray to God for vision, clarity, or help before attacking Ai, and suffered heavy losses in following the advice of the spies. Anytime we combine prayerlessness and pride, we may be just one step away from defeat. Consider these questions. Is your life filled with a prayerful dependence upon God for each step you take? Why or why not? How does pride creep into your journey with Jesus? How can you focus continually on your need for His presence? Pray with me today. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of prayer. Draw us to you such that we desire to spend time in prayer, seeking your will, and becoming more and more the people you want us to be, so that we can know your plan. In Christ's name, amen.